And joining us live on the air once again, Tim Johnston, Executive Director of Friends in Action International. Tim, earlier you told us about what Friends in Action is doing, how you use construction projects to speed the gospel throughout the world. And I know you mentioned that you have a story. Tell us a little bit about your story and how God is using Friends in Action.
Yes, Fred, thank you. I wanted to tell the folks a story about a teenage girl in Vanuatu. Her family of eight sleeps on mats on the floor, their bamboo thatch roof huts. She gets up early each morning to fill a kettle, heat water from an old kerosene can. She hikes more than a mile through dense jungle, gathering water the day before, and she will make the same hike again today. Once the kettle heats the water, Flaudina will carefully pour small cups of water for each of her siblings. With no tea bags left today, she will spoon sugar, into each cup, making sure there's enough water left over for the men. They will reuse the cups after the children drink. Every drop of water is precious when she thinks about the long hike for more water. Florina's family normally survives off their little garden close to their house with taro, bananas, coconuts, sugarcane, and sweet potatoes. However, on April 5th, a Category 5 cyclone named Harold tore out their food supply and leveled their bamboo hut, leaving them with almost nothing. Her family sheltered in a cave during the storm. In her words, this is how she described the destruction. She said, "I stepped out of the cave into a different world. I don't recognize anything," she thought. "The devastation is breathtaking. The few surviving trees looking strange with their barren branches stretching up at the sky like angry claws. A sickly green light filled the sky as we climbed over the limbs and fallen trees, trying to find our way back to the village. When we reached our home, my body felt numb. Almost all of the village had been flattened.
Wow.
Only a few houses were left standing and their thatch roofs were damaged. My feet automatically carried me to a spot where my house once stood. A broken pile of bamboo, wooden poles, and debris remain. I recognize my blankets, school books, and Bible lying half buried. Everything is soaked in ruin. Some of my clothes were strewn across the ground halfway to my uncle's house." You see, the effect of the cyclone created difficult circumstances for the village people. And the water shortages have been further compounded by the sources being contaminated by jungle debris and cattle manure. And it'll take at least several months for their gardens to grow.
Tim, tell us what Friends in Action is doing to meet the needs of this cyclone there.
That is why Friends in Action is opening a project to help with the recovery of the cyclone. I can assure you that we have trustworthy partners on the ground taking in food and rice and fish to the people. We are providing shovels, hammers, nails, and machetes to help them rebuild their homes. In addition to the cyclone recovery, we're also helping them build a water system. You see, the people don't have water running into their villages. So by tapping into a crystal clear artesian well and running water pipe to 30 villages, 3 schools, and 2 clinics, thousands of villages will receive beautiful, clean water. Bringing water is so vitally important, but not just for the health and education and transformation it brings, but for the opportunity it provides for us to share the living water of Jesus Christ in 30 villages. Folks, like Isaiah 42 says, "Let them give praise unto the Lord and to declare his praise in the islands."
Tim, how can our listeners help you meet the needs of the folks in Vanuatu?
If any of you folks would like to be a part of helping Florina recover from the cyclone, look us up on our website at www.fiaintl.org. Or if any of you would like to volunteer for our work team this year or next year, give us a call at 717-546-0208. We need plumbers, equipment operators, builders, welders, and more. Just give us a call at that number, 717-546-0208.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.